This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
With us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Dan Kraft, Special Projects Reporter for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Good job.
Right. Got both the title and the newspaper.
Well done.
I know. We ask you to come in from time to time when there's a special project that's going to be in the paper. This weekend, no difference.
Nope, none whatsoever. Although this one I didn't write. This one Bob Caudill out of our Rogers office put together.
And it is about...
what happens to your old cars and other assorted metal when they get recycled? Specifically, the plant in Lowell that will crush and then chip or shred these old vehicles and other large pieces of metal, which isn't going over real well with the neighbors.
Neighbors don't like the sound, don't like the smell, don't like what?
Yeah, all that and then some, particularly in January when they apparently did not see a propane tank in the trunk of one of the cars, and it went through the chipper and put up a huge explosion.
Oh, my gosh. Was everybody okay?
Yeah, it scared some folks, but it didn't hurt anyone.
So if neighbors are not happy with something that is next to them, what happens after that?
They bring their concerns to Lowell City Council, in this case, and the Lowell Planning Commission. The mayor actually was on the Planning Commission 3 years ago when the conditional use permit for this facility was approved. And it's USA Metals, which has operations in several different towns here in Northwest Arkansas. It's run by a guy named Tom Smith, who you may remember from the roll-off days, if anybody remembers the old trash fights of the early 2000s. When the plans were actually approved for Lowell, there was a spot on the plans that said optimizer. Mm-hmm. There was no mention of a metal shredder. But that's what an optimizer is, apparently, with these operations, and now there's a shredder there, and that's got some folks worried nearby for dust, air pollution, metal shavings even, and the occasional explosion.
But if the original plans mention an optimizer, and that's what an optimizer is...
There you go. Now you've got the fight that everybody's bringing to the Lowell folks. This isn't the only facility USA Metals has in the region, but it is the only one that's currently running the shredder.
And I know that you didn't write this story. It was another reporter. But any idea what a shredder looks like?
I haven't seen it myself. I know we do have some pictures of it, possibly even of it smoking.
Because if you're shredding a car, you know, this isn't...
Sounds like a lot of necessary sharp objects.
Exactly. Like...
it's got to be sturdier than a cheese grater.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just wonder how that... Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Now... like I said, there are other sites that simply prep vehicles. Some of them do crush them down before they're put there, but these other sites basically ready the stuff to be shredded at Lowell. The company has run into some problems with folks in Harrison questioning now what exactly they're going to be doing with that site and what should be allowed. Siloam Springs just denied them a conditional use permit for a facility they have there, and Fayetteville flat out banned metal shredding in the city.
Mm. So, but as far as the future of the Lowell facility, we don't know.
That's going to be between the city officials, USA Metals, and the residents of South Fork Subdivision, which is the one next door. It's about four streets wide and some of the yards back right up to the berm that they've put up, mm-hmm. which, depending on who you ask, is or isn't adequate to contain the noise.
All right. And this will be in Sunday's paper?
It will.
Dan, thank you very much.
Appreciate it, guys.
Dan Kraft is Special Projects Reporter for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.